Disclaimer, the following program is a shit show, and unfortunately, it's only going to get worse. This program is not intended for children, as this program will be filled with foul language, poking fun at everyone and everything. We can't help the ridiculous things that come out of our mouths, and no one and nothing is off limits for us. No need to send us hateful comments or emails, we already know we're assholes. Plus, we won't read them anyways. If you are easily offended, please do not listen to this program. We highly encourage you to tune into a duller, less awe-inspiring program. Be prepared to be educated by the uneducated. With that said, please enjoy the show, God save us all, and please don't sue us.
I'm still popping my balls.
From last week? God, how many balls you got? Yeah. Your mouth can take a lot of balls. Jesus.
But very slowly.
That's her secret talent.
Uh-huh. One at a time, though.
No, I was just looking out the window. I saw a bunch of a couple of geese or gooses out there.
Hey, geese. Is that where you got goosed from?
Yeah.
What's goosed?
Somebody grabs your ass.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Man.
It's not a sexual position that I know I'm aware
of. It could be. Nowadays, it could be.
Who knew a fucking wheelbarrow? Yeah. Oh, I mean, my God. Wheelbarrow.
Wheelbarrow.
You'd think I was already shit-faced.
Stop drinking that non-alcoholic beer.
I drink it so I don't fucking slur or stutter, and then I you fucking still do it. You so still what's do the it. Point?
That's just okay. Portuguese.
I guess at some point you have to just give in.
Yeah. We slur everything.
Yeah.
You slurp everything?
I slurp too.
Ah, girl.
Well, I think it's because we kind of switch from like our English to Portuguese, and our Portuguese is almost like French. You know what I mean? It has a lot of
French.
Well, it's French, Italian, Spanish all put together. That's the best way I could describe it.
I don't know. I never would think of French, though.
Because a lot of people say, why are you always shushing people? And I'm like, I would never shush.
When I was in Lisbon, there were a couple of people that I would hear speaking French, and I thought that it was Portuguese at first.
Yeah, it's like Italian words, Spanish words.
Depends on the region, too. Yeah.
But they teach French back in Portugal, don't they?
They do. They have a lot of French classes.
That's a lot of, that is a popular
do they teach
language.
French kissing.
You could find out. Let me go research.
Well, if not, you could be the teacher.
Just report back to us.
There we go. Okay, I'll report back.
She's like, meet me in my alley. She'll have an open
Period
sign and a
one,
closed sign.
Two, three,
yeah. A little light. The light will turn on. That's why the wall is leaned against. Lights on.
Do you have a tape measure to measure their tongues, though?
I'm measuring their tongues?
Well, I mean, to be a good French kisser, you got to have a good tongue, don't you?
You're right, yeah. I'm looking for those frog tongues.
You know what she's going to do? She's going to hold a cherry stem and be like, if you could tie this in a knot, you're in.
You're in. Yeah, but
we got you. Maybe maybe we should go with you to
yes.
be like security.
Manage it, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm. Give her tips.
Yeah. Then we'll post it all over social media. It's the only way we're gonna get more followers.
we'll be the Dr. Ruth of the Portuguese people. This is how you do it.
What are you wiggling there?
What was that voice?
I used to love that. Well, I forgot what she sounded like, but she was a little foreign, little lady. I don't know if she's still alive. She probably already passed or not, but that lady was a sex expert, and she was
a sexpert.
Yes.
She's actually a very interesting lady.
She is, because Dr. Ruth, she would explain the things, you know, right to your face and tell you. And you look at this little old lady, it's like, how does she know all this stuff? But that's who she was, and she's very good.
If I'm not mistaken, she was a sniper. She trained as a sniper for the Jewish Renaissance fighters in Palestine. So she was like, I guess, a legit shot. Like, she was better than the men.
Well, she was tiny. That's all I know, but that's pretty good. Yeah. See, a lot of that's the thing about the Jewish or the whatever. A lot of women sign up for the army, and they're badasses. I wouldn't fuck with them. That's for sure.
They're good shots.
Yes. You know. Oh well.
I want to be badass.
You are badass.
Well,
badass.
You got a pretty good ass. I think, you know. I mean, everybody wants to grab it, so that's a good sign.
Nobody ever wants to grab mine now. Well, I think mine kind of.
Well, they don't know if you're coming or going,
there.
Though. That's the
it's
thing.
It's getting gotta, there. Yeah.
you got to get those panties that you can fill up with air, you know, give you some cheeks.
Oh, it might look good pop.
And then they squeeze your ass and you wouldn't even know.
Could you imagine? It's all...
Well, they thought you...
well,
you
anybody have a tampon? I got to plug the leak.
Hey, you want to blow up my ass?
Be careful how you say that. Be careful. Be careful.
No. I mean it. Deflated. It's deflated. Blow up my ass.
He's being clean.
And be careful.
Where would the thing be where you'd blow it in?
Well, the guy would have the...
To be at the bottom of your ass?
No, the guy would bring the tube to fill up your ass already.
Huh? Oh!
Can you draw me a diagram, sir?
You don't have
to. I do well with diagrams.
You don't have to worry about the tube. Every guy has one, or most of them.
It checks the pressure, too.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
But you got to be careful. They do explode once in a while. So.
Or it throws up.
Well, there's nothing wrong with the back door.
A little explosion.
That's what God made. God gave you the flapper, the snapper, and the crapper. It's all good to be used.
The flapper, the snapper, and the clapper. That's the name of the episode.
That's the I'm sorry.
Yeah, write it
okay.
Here.
The flapper,
the snapper, and the crapper. No,
the crapper. The crapper. Sorry.
If it starts clapping, you're...
I like when you guys do my work for me.
Well, I mean, we're here to help. We're a team. We try to be. Well, you last a couple weeks ago was with your corn thing.
Oh, my God, the corn. So corn. I told my mom about the corn.
Uh-huh.
She thought it was the funniest thing. So I was like, oh, my gosh, when you see her at the festa, ask her to show you the corn.
Probably it wasn't really there.
Yeah. It was funny because my wife bought some corn.
So you were thinking about the corn, how they're fertilized.
There's
a video that I was supposed to.
I'm just peeling this corn or chucking it, whatever you guys call it. And it's like, you know, and my wife, of course, doesn't know what was going on, but it was like, I was just laughing to myself thinking.
Because then you see all the fur, yes, and then you see a small corn.
And I'm trying
corn.
To get all the hair out of it, and I said.
There's like a small kernel, and I'm like, oh, so.
And I love corn on the cob. I love it with a passion.
So I made it in the air fryer.
Oh, you cooked it in the air fryer? I never tried that.
The best corn I've ever had.
I got to try. How long you leave it in there?
7 minutes on each side, but rub olive oil on it before you put it in. No, you don't even need butter. It's so sweet. I just put a little bit of salt at the end.
Who what? Oh, I saw.
Like when I'm going to eat it.
I saw, it was on TikTok. They were cooking corn in the microwave with the not peel. I mean, so yeah, everything's on it. And I guess when it's cooked for, I think, 3 minutes or whatever it said it was, everything just falls right off. The hair and everything, mm-hmm. which is great. I never tried it. I should have.
Well, I took everything off
I know.
Already. So and I cleaned them all up That's first. Good. And then I just put the olive oil, threw them in the air fryer. And they come out super sweet.
Why are we talking about food all the time now? You guys are getting me hungry. But
the whole time I'm doing it, I was like, Mom, I have to tell you something. And she goes, what? So I tell her the story and she just starts laughing. And then I go, why is there so much hair? So then as we're eating, I ever since I was a kid, I never really liked biting the corn on the cob for some reason. It's because I don't like
I know,
getting
pulling
stuck in my teeth, you know?
So that brings back memories. But
I just cut it into the plate, and my mom's eating the corn, and she's like, this is so good. And my dad's like, oh, yeah, this is so good. And I was like, there's just so much hair. And my mom just starts laughing because I look at her, and I start doing the hand gesture. And my dad's like, huh?
Hey, well, that's okay. We'll leave him out of it.
I think I sent you a picture of all the hair I pulled off.
You did?
Yeah, didn't I send it?
I don't know. Okay, but I have a video that I sent. On the Instagram, right?
You
saw it. Do I play the video or do I just explain it?
I think it's funnier if you explain it.
Okay. So this video discusses, it's a comedian. He's discussing how they're trying to figure out how to have sex in space.
Okay.
So these scientists to figure out a couple of different methods. The first one is a type of like Velcro thing that you strap onto the other person.
Yeah, because right? everybody floats away.
Yes, and then you go to town. Okay.
Okay.
So that's one way to have sex.
Go to town.
In space, go to town. Okay, and then the second way is called a martini, where you just stick it in and shake it around.
So it's like soaking?
I'd rather do the Velcro.
Not there yet.
The martini, that's... Yeah.
And you just shake really hard.
I know, but that takes the fun out of it.
You like it shaking or stirring?
And then it goes, his favorite, and my favorite too. It's called the dolphin style. So these scientists researched how dolphins have sex because they also have, you know, gravity problems that are water buoyancy. You know, it's hard.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, are you sure? Go ahead.
No. Dolphins are also attracted to humans. You got to be careful.
Yeah, and they also rape each other.
Yeah,
yes, so
they do. The scientists are like, wait, this style can work in space because buoyancy, gravity, you know. So dolphin style is where one dolphin. Hold on, let me reread it this
time. Here comes the hands.
Okay,
I love the hands. You guys can only see her now.
And the fingers are up in the air.
Okay. One dolphin, you know, goes to town on the other dolphin.
Until he finds the blowhole.
So they put it in, right? They put it in. And then a third dolphin comes around and starts hitting them around.
So the other dolphin's whacking them off?
No.
So the third dolphin does all the work for them.
Oh, he's pushing them. Oh, he's
getting them. It's like pushing them.
Yeah.
So the other guy's just soaking. And this. Okay.
So this is where. So then the guy's like, oh my gosh, dolphin? That's how the Mormons learned how to have sex.
The soaking.
Because, you know, the soaking.
I'll never watch Flipper like I used to.
The soaking, and then they're under the bed. A third person's under the bed, shaking the bed. So it moves.
Poor Flipper.
Dolphins do the same thing. The third dolphin moves around.
Yeah, but.
But like, I can't see myself having sex in space and then having a third person in there.
Exactly.
Helping you out.
Yeah, like to me that's just first.
It'll be under the bed. Let me help out. Let me shake the bed for you.
I thought that they gave astronauts something so that they had no sex drive out there.
Yeah, salt. What is it called? Peter, saltpeter, or something.
I don't know what
something
it is.
Like that, yeah,
but it's something, right?
Well, but you could get something maybe to control that, but your mind still has to. I don't know.
But
I would.
Would you be able to jack off? Like,
yeah, but it'll be floating all over the damn place.
Whoa!
Like, would you even be able to go fast? You know what I mean? Like, because of like gravity. Like, would you need like a third person, the fucking or a second, to help you out? One pushes up.
Oh yeah, because it'd be like super slow.
Yeah, dude, that would be horrible.
Even then, having sex is like super slow. They just need a they need a bed shaker, like a bed that just shakes
or a vibrator.
Yes. So you just lay on the bed.
Like those cheap motels where you put a quarter in the machine and get a massage.
Yeah. Dude, those were the fucking best.
Yeah, could you imagine?
Or you go to the mall. Remember the mall?
Velcro to each other and then the butt shakes.
You still have some malls that have those recliners where you could put the quarters in and get a massage. So that'd be
Did
something
you see
like
her
that.
Fucking butt shake?
Well,
I wasn't watching close enough.
Yeah, I almost lost an eye. I'm way over here.
That's why I turned my head because I can't afford to.
It was the damn. Almost got me.
Who would have thought we'd learn about dolphin sex today?
We'll learn about more sex positions later too.
All right.
My sister's probably like, "What? What is wrong with you?"
She's probably
this is all in honor of Dr.
My own name.
Beep.
I like it.
Giggles. That's
not
her name.
I just looked at her like,
that's
oh, shit.
That's not her name.
I didn't register.
I love when we say our own names. And they were like, fuck.
Well, I don't care about my name. Either way.
You know what? We should make a graphic book with all these positions in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would love that.
This is how you rock on the porch.
Are you good at drawing?
My showmanship.
It'll be little stick
figures. I'll be little stick figures with me. That's
and then problem. Like the little stick tick. Imagine the flaps. I'll draw the flange.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Welcome everybody back to our show from our dolphin lesson here. This is Rocking on the Porch with Papa Tony, Mishi, and Giggles.
Hey, how you guys been doing?
We're your local flappers, snapper, and crappers.
Yes. I've been researching sex positions.
Are you researching? Or are you?
No wonder she's always tired.
Yes. God, I hope they pay you well. I mean, you know.
You can get paid?
Well, people get paid for hand modeling and feet pics and stuff like that. So yeah. They should pay you for all the positions, you know.
Yeah. You should review. Yeah,
what's the...
review each position.
Review each position. What's
the Japanese thing?
Bukkake.
Oh, no. Oh, there's no... yeah, there is kaki involved. That's not bukkake.
No, do you know what bukkake is?
No, I don't even know what a
bukkake is. It's the wrong thing.
It's jizz.
On a face. The girl's face.
Is that
where multiple guys.
No, but I'm talking about the sex position.
I love that you know this. Did you listen to Howard Stern too?
No. You guys. I'm telling you, my family Thanksgiving sometimes get interesting. Like, you know, the time we watched Bridesmaids with my grandparents and my parents, and we're like, oh my gosh, turn off the TV.
Your mom liked it.
She did. She thought it was hilarious. Well, I learned what bukkake was because we were playing that game. The black cards.
Called sex.
Cards Against Humanity. Cards Against Humanity. And bukkake was on one of the cards, and we researched it because we didn't know what it was. And then my cousin gets there, who, mind you, was like 15 at the time. Maybe a little younger. I don't know. No, probably around 15. And he shows up, and we're like, oh, yeah, don't use this card. And he's like, oh, bukkake? And we were saying it wrong the whole time. We were like, bukkaka? And he's like, no, it's bukkake. And he's like, it's this. And we're like, oh.
He knew about
it. No.
That. Well, he is
kids,
a guy.
Kids nowadays know everything.
So. Yes. So that's how we learned what bukkake was.
I'm sure there was a TikTok how-to.
Yes. And you were talking about the Kama Sutra.
Yes. I knew it was Kama something.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
Yeah, see.
We're saying now, come on.
Come on,
tell me how those people do all those positions, because you're talking about, we were talking about the one last week show.
Wheelbarrow and
those people do, I mean, bazillion positions, and I don't get how they don't hurt themselves.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's
I feel
weird.
Like I'd get hurt on like the first one. Be like,
but it's, yeah, it's so, I mean, oh well. I give them credit.
I wonder if that book is organized in like beginner, intermediate, advanced.
I don't know.
This is advanced. It's advanced.
I mean, some of them look like some of them look like when two dogs are going at it and they're locked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like
I always feel so bad
back
for her.
To back, and it's like, what the hell's going on here, people? Yeah. It's so weird, but they're having fun. That's the main thing.
Definitely.
So. You feel bad for who?
The dogs, when they get stuck.
Well, they get locked in there, I know. But then I feel bad for the male, because usually the female takes off.
Yeah, drags his ass around. You know, I had a slight fear when I was younger that I was like, oh my gosh, if like I have sex, will I get stuck too?
Well.
I've never seen a dog.
It's a healthy fear.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't know that happened.
Yeah, it used to happen on the dairy all the time.
Well, you never saw dogs doing it?
I've seen them doing it. I've never seen them get stuck.
Well, no, when they lock in, that's when they finish the deed, because they're still swollen. They can't pull out. That's the problem.
Oh.
It takes a while for the swelling to go down before they can release.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
At least they're not like the bunny.
Oh, no, the bunnies are hilarious. But bunnies are funny, actually. They're quick, and they flip over and scream and take a nap.
Where are you guys watching?
No, but bunnies are...
That's some funny porn website you're watching.
It's TikTok.
No, but that's what rabbits do. They're quick, it's over, and it's like, you know, the female, really? This is it? You know, because the male's already.
Because I asked him, I go, did you see our video? Did you like it? And he's like, what video? And I was like, the one we filmed last weekend. And he's like, I didn't see it. And I was like, oh. So I put it on TikTok. As soon as I pull up TikTok, it's a fucking bunny.
Two rabbits going at it.
And then it screams. And I'm like, what is happening? And then it's like sleeping. And he's all, yeah, that's what happens when
that's
they do.
That's what happens. They, yeah. Then he has a smoke and everything's good.
And everything's good.
Yeah.
We put him on the barbecue.
I do like rabbit.
I don't think I've ever had it.
Oh, it's good. Actually, it's very good. It's good.
It tastes like chicken.
It's probably the one of the best meats you can eat because there's so clean, no fat, no nothing. It's one of the good meats to eat. You got to cook it right, though. You got to cook it right.
Yeah. Now. And the only thing is, too, there's so many bones.
Well,
it's just annoying.
It true. And then the thing is, too, if you, when you skin it and, you know, do the, you got a gland that you got to pull out. Because if you don't pull that gland out, it gives the meat a bad taste. So you got to know what you're doing too. It's not just butchered and, but you got to know. My dad used to, I couldn't do it. I didn't have the heart, but he used to butcher our rabbits and, but he had that gland he had to pull out. But it was good stuff. Well, Catra the quid. Oh my God.
I had a goat.
That one's good too.
I didn't care for it.
Well. I had a friend who had
a different taste.
Like beamy.
I had a friend who had a goat deer many years ago, one of my classmates, and he had a party, of course, but they cooked the goat in the pit.
Oh.
You know, like the luau type of thing with the pigs. But so, and they had it in there, for a day or something, just, you know, whatever. Oh, my God, it was so tender. The meat was very good. And people who don't like lamb or anything, they don't know what they're missing. I'm sorry.
I do like lamb, though.
It's good stuff.
Lamb is good.
I don't know if I've tried lamb.
We need to go to that place out in Las Vegas, out there. Las. Because that restaurant's very good. They're famous for that.
Oh, wait. I have eaten there. So I have eaten lamb.
Yeah, because their stews are all lamb. So, yeah.
I did like
you
that
don't
place.
Know the difference unless
you
somebody
tell
tells
the
you.
Difference.
Yeah.
I think my wife accidentally bought some stew meat. And it was lamb. And when she got home, this was years ago, I said, she cooked it. And you could tell the difference. Nobody knows. It's good. Mm-hmm. So, oh, well. Enough for our cooking program.
Yeah, we just had a cooking show.
Yes,
we did.
From astronauts straight to the kitchen.
Well, you know, after a good fuck, you get hungry. especially in space, that's a lot of fucking work.
Yeah, it is.
That's true. You're floating around.
Unless the bed is shaking you, so I mean.
That could be the rocket.
That could be the rocket. Why did you hit that button?
Now we're there.
Just climb up on takeoff. Let's just do it. It's just easier that way.
Just hope you don't hit the wrong button and take off.
Oh, God, he ejects this.
I'm getting ready to be ejected.
Oh, you weren't strapped in?
Well.
Actually, how do they pee?
You have to pee.
How do they pee in space?
They have a toilet.
I'm sure they do.
They strap themselves to the toilet?
No, they probably pee in some container.
Guys have to hold it down.
Of course.
Could you imagine?
Yeah, but
down.
The problem is, isn't
stay!
Wouldn't the fluid float? I would think they have to pee in a bottle or
they would
something.
Have to, I don't know.
I don't know nothing
don't
about
know.
Astro, but they have. But what about the other one too? The number two.
I know.
Okay, Google's time to.
Time to Google.
They're on special diets too, right?
Well, they eat
like
all
their
that.
Their foods packaged.
It is.
Stuff, like, was so it freeze burn or
freeze burn?
Freeze dried.
Freeze burn. Yes. Yeah, eat old
same
stuff.
Same thing.
So they don't even have enough food in their systems to crap.
I would, you know.
That's not good for you. It can't be.
No, I'm sure they have to go.
Oh my gosh. Okay. That was fast.
That's
so
what
to
she
poop?
Said.
astronauts, I love this detail because, like, it's just the. Yeah. Anyway, it's funny. Astronauts lift the toilet lid and sit on the seat. I was like, okay, that's a smart ass remark. But, okay. Anyway, just like here on Earth, but this toilet starts suctioning as soon as the lid is lifted to prevent things from drifting away.
Exactly that. Okay.
And to control the stink.
So they poop and they pee in a toilet like that then.
Yeah.
Is that how they
get take a shower?
Is that how they get
I'm sure they wipe themselves down.
They just
suck job too? If they just put their
What happens if they, what happens if their balls get sucked away?
I would really hope that your balls aren't going to get sucked in there.
So if anybody says that our flange is elongated, we just say we were previously
you guys astronauts. Were astronauts. That's why your flappers were...
They were suctioned a little bit too much.
Yeah.
I sat on the toilet for way too long. Sorry.
See, that's why they warn you not to read magazines when you're on the toilet, but you don't listen.
Yeah, see?
Well.
Yeah. Too funny.
Well, I got a question for y'all. Would you rather live with an evil robot or an evil monster?
I'll let you go first.
I don't know.
Well, if you're taking forever, I'll go.
She's on the toilet.
I'll probably do the robot. Because I probably could disconnect something and keep them from attacking me if I could figure it out.
That's what I started thinking too, but then I thought of the movie iRobot.
They're like little ninjas, dude.
Yeah.
They can almost anticipate what you're going to do before you even...
I'd throw water on them, short circuit them.
I think they're waterproof.
Fuck.
But like, my thing is, how do they charge? Like...
True.
See, I guess yeah.
Would they eventually run out of juice?
Or would they just plug themselves in?
See, I remember the old show many years ago called Lost in Space. And the robot would, if they would pull out their whatever, the battery thing or whatever, he would just.
Yeah.
So that's what I
was thinking. Oh, yeah.
Just
the robots from your time were popular.
Well, they were, they weren't.
The ones now look
they're very scary.
You can't even tell if it's human or
not. Yeah, that's true. That's true. So
I would go with the monster because I feel like I would have a better chance of killing it before it killed me.
Depending on how big the monster is, too.
Even we better, don't know. The bigger the better for me because I'm little. I'll just cut its Achilles. Can't walk no more. Right? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
I'm not even going to ask. I'm not even going to ask.
I think you're proud of me, right?
What if you can't cut through the whole Achilles?
I was going to say, you caught me off guard here.
If you grew up the way I did, I got the shit kicked out of me every day from all boys. So
I know.
And for being so little, you have to be very...
you're tough.
I don't want to say that I'm smarter than them, but I had to be a MacGyver and be able to work my magic, if you will.
Yeah.
To be able... Whether it was hiding and being stealth, or if it was just full attack, or if it was like, I'm going to get you somehow.
I'm
going to get you while I got you in.
Okay. What about you, Giggles?
I think I would, I think like you said, maybe the monster. Yeah. Because you might have a better chance.
Well.
I have a fear of robots.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, remember those Furbies?
Good, like. Yeah, they scare me.
I don't like the Furbies. There's like the little owl, and it
little eyes would like move around.
And it'd talk to you in the middle of the night. I was like, my friend had one. I was like, can you go put that in another room?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't like it.
Mm-mm.
What would you do, Papa Tony?
No, I did the robot because I was going to disconnect it. But but now you got me thinking, can't disconnect them anymore. But it's like, I was thinking it'd be like, what do you call that vacuum cleaner? The Ruba?
So
they would have to
recharge
themselves. So I figure if I got rid of the something, they can't recharge themselves. Eventually, they'll run out of power.
That's a very good idea.
You know, that's what I thought.
If you take away their power source.
That's what I was thinking, something. Yeah. But that's just me. Like, I'm really going to live long enough to see a robot attack me. But, oh, well.
You never know.
I doubt it.
Christmas is just right around the corner. I'm going to buy you a fucking robot.
I was going to buy me a robot.
What would you do if you opened up your front door and there's a robot? Hi, Papa Tony. I'm here for your pleasure.
Whoa.
You'd be all, come on in.
Wait. No, a sexy robot with those boobs, you know?
Well, they make them very real life
go
now. Halfsies? That's the thing.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm down.
Okay.
If you come back...
If I come back with a cigarette in my mouth, you know what happened? And a smile.
I would be afraid. Like, what if she, like, squeezed and pulled too hard? You know what I mean?
Well,
yeah.
Oh, that's a chance you take.
Would you have sex with a robot if they made you sign a waiver because the robot could possibly do something like that to you? Would you still do it?
No.
I mean, that didn't sound convincing.
No, because, oh, yeah, he might yank your thing up. No, I don't want to think about that. That's a deal breaker there.
What if the robot, it's a 50-50 chance that that'll happen, but if it doesn't happen, it turns out to be the best sex of your life. Would you take that chance?
Save that question for another day. I don't know.
For when?
I don't know. No, I didn't know. Just the idea it's a machine. No, no, thank you. Even though I did have a friend who he was milking cows and he decided to stop. I told you guys this story.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so, but that wasn't very smart when he had to call his dad to shut the power off to get the machine off. So.
How embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. I'm just thinking about that. That's so stupid. How? Yeah, that is embarrassing. How hard up have you be to put your thing in a machine?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I hope you sanitized it for you.
Oh, God. Oh, thank you.
Hello, and welcome to Old Ridiculous News. Today's newsworthy story is... UK man who drinks his own urine daily claims it left him looking 10 years younger. That's right. It's exactly what it sounds like. Harry Madden from the UK truly believes in the healing properties of his magical urine. Desperate and with nothing to lose, this 34-year-old decided, why not, to the idea of drinking his own urine. To Harry's surprise, he felt a sense of peace, calm, and determination after he began consuming 200 milliliters of his urine daily. He thought, wow, I can make it for free and always keep myself in a happy state. His urine therapy consists of month-old urine. It gets better. He tops it off with a splash of fresh pee. Ew. Now, let's break down these flavors for those of you that are curious. The fresh urine is often a neutral smelling and not bad tasting unless you're really toxic. As for the month-long urine, well, that requires a more refined and acquired palate. In other words, it stinks and it tastes like shit. But why stop there? There must be many more health benefits to his urine, right? Harry noticed that his age was beginning to catch up to him. And since his urine worked so well, and worked miracles for his mental health, then maybe it would work wonders for his skincare too. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Harry no longer uses any moisturizers or cream. He's straight organic now. Every day, Harry massages his urine into his face. He claims it's not only taken 10 years off of him, but his skin is so young, soft, and glowy. In case you're wondering, aged urine works best for the skin. And no, I do not use urine therapy for my milky smooth skin. Okay, don't get any ideas. Even though Harry is living his best life, many others do not agree with his newfound happiness. His family disapproves, his sisters have since stopped talking to him, and healthcare employees claim this could be a dangerous practice, as it can speed up the dehydration process and potentially introduce bacteria. Nonetheless, Harry will continue to go with the flow because you're in good company. P.S. out. And remember, let it mellow if it's yellow.
Oh, God.
I
can't imagine what his breath is and his...
I know. I was like, they probably disowned him and don't want to talk to him because he smells.
He's not married. He's got no girlfriend, no nothing.
Definitely not.
He smells like piss, like a billy goat.
Ew.
Oh, God.
Like a billy goat.
Well, yeah, but the billy goats, they piss on themselves. That's their summertime. They stink, and that's because
they piss on themselves.
I don't know. It's, well, they don't have hands, so they have no control, I guess.
Oh,
I don't know.
But
they do piss on themselves. That's
you think
true,
it's
though.
Worth it to look younger?
No. Younger for who? Nobody wants you.
I know, right?
That's so stupid.
Yeah.
Like when he sweats, do you think like it comes out?
That guy's...
That's gross.
That's terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible.
Terrible.
I don't like it.
No like it.
Imagine, like,
oh man. If,
okay, giggles. Picture this.
Yeah.
You're on a date. The guy's amazing.
Okay? Yes.
He smells great. Nothing's off about the dude.
Okay.
Yet.
He takes you back to his place.
Mm-hmm.
And say you get a little chilly. So he's like, yeah, you can grab a blanket from the closet. So you go, you open up the closet, and there's mason jars full of urine, just fermenting.
No. No.
What's your next move? What would you do next?
Get the fuck out of there. That's what I
would do. Would you say anything? Would you?
I would text my friend. Oh. So maybe you, like, I'd be like, get me out of the situation. SOS. And then you could call me. Because I've done this before, like with a friend where we have the secret word. And then you can call me and then you can be like,
I gotta
go.
Help. I gotta go. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh no, I need help. So.
You're nice because you would like say bye.
Yeah.
I think I'd just walk out.
As he turned his back, I would get the
I'm not gonna lie. I would inquire first.
I would be scared that I was gonna die.
I would be curious. I would be like, why? What is this?
No, but then the thing is. He might have something else,
that
too.
That flight might kick in.
He might be another Jeffrey Dahmer, for all you know.
One thing
is, I'm sorry. I get the hell out. I wouldn't even say bye. I find the door.
If you have a way to get out without...
Yeah, that's that, true. Yeah. Hopefully he goes to the bathroom and gives you time to get the hell out of there now.
I feel like I stressed you guys out.
No, you do.
Hey, I have to grab something for my car.
Yeah.
See ya. Bye. Oh, my goodness.
You're all, what? My mom's called me. I got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sheesh. But there's people like that. Unfortunately, there's... But I do remember, my mom saying something like that, but not to this extent.
The skin.
But I think she remember, or I remember her saying that an old remedy in the old days was... to drink some urine if you had a certain disease or something, but this guy is different. This is just to look younger. That's not for a disease. So,
oh no, it cured his depression and everything.
Oh, of course, he's happy because he's got no friends now. That's a cure his depression. Boy, boy, fucking idiot.
Weird.
On that note, up next, Papa Doni. Are we getting corny with it?
Yeah, we're gonna get horny with it. Oh, I mean, corny with it.
Wrong letter.
Okay, you say so. Okay, guys. Which celebrity is always ready for cereal?
Which celebrity?
Mm-hmm. Reese Witherspoon.
I was not expecting that.
Me either.
With her spoon. Yeah. Okay.
With her spoon.
I liked it.
Okay. So I just bought a new tank for my fish. Turns out neither one of them knows how to drive it. What does a tick and the Eiffel Tower have in common?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
They're both parasites.
Parasites.
Okay. And this one, this is my last one for today. I got fired from my job because I kept asking my customers whether they prefer smoking or not smoking. Apparently the correct terms are cremation or burial.
You kill him, we chill him.
Oh, well.
That was good. I like that one.
Oh, well. Back to you, Miss Giggles.
I feel like I would be that person if I worked at a mortuary.
I would too.
I wanted to for a long time.
You got
to
have fun, even in death. Yeah. Shit.
I think you got to know your clientele, though. Like,
well, that's true. I mean, I would use those urns to put flowers in and you know, they already come with the sand, so what's the difference? Just stick the flowers in there.
Oh, my God. I just hope you don't have cats.
Ooh. Make sure you don't take any urns to your house.
I have 3 urns at my house.
You do?
Yeah. My cats.
Seriously? Mm-hmm.
You want to see my most recent one?
Oh, I have mine. I have Lotus right here. She's in on top of my desk.
Oh, no, she's on the other
desk.
Side. Oh, on top
no,
of my
she's
desk.
Not on the no, fireplace.
I thought she was on the fireplace
at
one
my
time.
My dad put her on his desk. Oh, okay. He put a little toy for her. She has a cute little box.
Mm. Show me your little kitty box.
This one I lost in November.
I've seen
so
that
her
cat.
Box is little wood. And then this one.
That's the last one, the one-eyed
yeah.
one.
His is the cat.
Oh, that is cute.
No way.
Right?
That is very cute.
Yeah. That's and then I have another one on the other side.
You know, not to be nosy, what does something like that cost to have the animal cremated in?
It's like.
Depends on the size of the animal.
Yeah. So. And then, the urn, it ended up eating me out because. I could have gotten one of these complimentary urns, so hers was complimentary, but then I had it etched. Mm-hmm. So it actually ended up being a little bit cheaper buying this one, believe it or not.
Really?
The box?
Yeah. Okay. Buying the cat. Like the this,
oh, the cat one.
Yeah, this
okay.
cat urn.
See, I like the cat urn. That,
yeah, this
that
is really
is cool. That is
cool. That's his real collar, and I bought a little medallion that says his name. For
but you should have got one of those sticky eyes and put it on it.
I know.
Well, you got some.
This is one like
my daughter's got some. So yeah? Well, I'll try and get you the eye.
Okay. Although he only has one eye. Yeah, just one eye.
Just the one.
Well, that's perfect.
You know,
yeah.
So I want to get.
Find them
I want to get
it's
those
like,
eyes.
Sorry, like $400, a little yeah. bit less.
That's
oh,
what I
I'll just throw them in the. I'll just throw them in the slow cooker. Now, what do you call it? The
air fryer or barbecue?
Air fryer. Oh my gosh!
It might have to be the barbecue.
Oh my gosh!
Oh man!
But I wanted to get those little googly eyes, and then go to my friend's house. Everyone that has kids, and then just put those eyes like on their baby pictures.
Oh no!
So
no, funny. No. My daughter, we did that. We did
you guys
that
did
a
do
couple,
it?
Was it last year, a couple years ago, over my niece's house? She was watching house sitting. And she bought a package of all the different googly eyes. I think there's pictures of everybody. Everybody got the. Which
I
she,
love it.
Oh,
I
it was hilarious.
It's hilarious.
You know, my niece showed up. It took them a. I don't think they realized it right away, but then the next day they saw something was wrong. Every picture in the house had googly eyes. It was funny. So I got to find out. Hopefully she still has them, so I'll bring you an eye next
Thank
week.
You.
So you can put it on your cat.
That's hilarious.
But you have to. See, to make it look like you're a real cat, yeah. you need to put that one eye.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
It needs to be cat eye shaped, though.
Well, you could cut it. I mean, I'm assuming you can cut it. I mean, hey.
You can cut it.
You can cut it.
Whatever.
I wonder if you can buy a cat-eye-shaped googly eyes.
I got plenty. You don't need to buy them, believe me. So
this next segment is blasting beats that makes grandma blush. So I went on a YouTube rabbit hole. Apparently, if you click on one video out of curiosity, then they just keep sending you videos that are similar to it. But I'm not even mad at it. If you know me, then you know I rather listen to oldies than music from now, with the exception of a few kick-ass country artists. So, picture this. Let's set the mood by closing your eyes and imagine that you're sitting in a 1950s diner.
I might fall asleep.
Ready to drink your milkshake.
Oh.
And then this song plays over the radio speaker. It's called I Hate You and I Always Piss in Your Tea. Here's a little taste of the song. 20 years of marriage and I know just how you like your tea. One spoon of sugar and a healthy splash of me. Each sip that you take contains a certain bitterness of disdain and hate because I hate you and I always piss in your tea.
Interesting.
We really got on a piss topic today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From astronauts to pissed off women. Shit.
And it's funny because
your
these
other,
are
yeah.
like 1950s songs. Yeah, so it's like that doo wop. Like,
yeah.
Here I thought it was going to be a nice, sweet thing with a poodle skirt and all that. And yeah. She's pissing in his cup.
How about this one? I glued my balls to my butthole again.
Has he snored?
No.
Oh.
I glued my balls to my butthole again. Oh, my God. What did I do? I can't take a dump because now my balls are blocking up my butthole. Fool me once. Shame on you. Fool me twice. Shame on glue. Good God. I pulled too hard. Now my scrotum stretched out like a fucking yard. Oh, God. I glued my balls to my butthole again. Man, oh, my God. What did I do? I can't take a dump. Because now my balls are blocking up my butthole. My lady doesn't want a life of watching her man use a butter knife. Face down, ass up to try and saw off his sack. Oh, baby, fucking please just take me back.
With a butter knife?
Apparently he's trying to like...
Oh, my God. Well, can you imagine what you could do with crazy glue today?
Do you think these were inspired by true events?
Possibly.
Surely possible. I mean, the revenge is pretty nasty. So, well, look, remember what that, what was her name, Lorraine Bobbitt did to her husband?
Mm-hmm.
And she was in the news not too long ago again or something.
For the same thing?
No. It's already been so many years. And I don't know if it was the anniversary of what she did, but the idea to whack it off and take off, and she threw it out the window, and they found it. And how they found it and reattached it, but...
They actually picked it up in a 7-Eleven cup.
Something,
because
yes.
Nobody wanted to actually touch it. So they ran to the 7-Eleven and got a cup.
Well, because they had to reattach it quick because it only survived so long.
He ended up doing porn.
Yeah.
Do you think people only watched to see what it looked like? They said it looked like Frankenstein.
Was it real? I mean, that's the whole thing.
Well, because when they reattached it, the way it was sewed up, that's why they say it looks like Frankenstein.
That's got to be scary.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised he didn't bled to death, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, she didn't cut the whole thing. It was just, like, the top part.
Oh, I thought it was the whole thing.
No. So, like, if this was it, she just cut, like, right here.
Half of it. Yeah. Either way. Well, I'll teach him a lesson.
You know what? This song probably would... Could have helped save
me. Oh, well, yeah, maybe.
I glued my hand to my dick.
Mm-hmm.
You've had that happen, Giggles?
No.
I glued my hand to my dick. Oh, boy. I'm so screwed. What a silly little accident. Attempt to shave my pubes. I glued my hand to my dick. Oh, gee, oh, wee, oh, may, not cool. I tried to pull it off really quick. Now my balls are bloody and bruised. Over the next hour, things got a bit worse.
This whole segment's getting me scared already, but go ahead.
I got to play the songs for you because they're absolutely hilarious.
I really want to hear these songs.
This one, what kind of inspired all this is from Miss Lucille Bogan. I don't know if I'm saying her name correctly, but she was an actual recording artist from 1924.
Oh.
Because I liked 20s music and all that stuff too. So she's on one of my playlists that's just like old jazz. And this song, I didn't know where to save it, so I just saved it in that playlist. But when you're having a dinner party, the song's great when it pops on because you see like who's paying attention, who's not. It's called Shave 'Em Dry.
Shave, oh, that's got to hurt.
I got nipples on my titties, big as the end of my thumb. I got something between my legs. Make a dead man come. Oh, daddy, baby, won't you shave 'em dry? Now draw it out. Want to grind me, baby? Grind me until I cry. Say I fucked all night and all night before, baby, and I feel just like I want to fuck some more. Oh, great God, daddy, grind me, honey, and shave 'em dry. And when you hear me holler, baby, want to shave it dry.
And then, she recorded this back in the 20s?
Yeah, dude. And it gets better. So that's the beginning. That's how it starts.
Oh, jeez.
And then this is towards like the middle end. So it says, now your nuts hang down low like a damn bell snapper, and your dick stands up like a steeple. Your goddamn asshole stands open like a church door. And crabs walk in like people. Oh, shit. Shucks, so. Yeah. Baby, won't you shave 'em dry? My back is made of a whalebone, and my cock is made of brass. and my fucking is made for a working man. $2. Great God. Roll to kiss my ass. Woo, daddy. Shave him dry.
Wow.
I didn't think they were allowed to say things like that back in the
day. Dude, me, I was like,
I'm
whoa.
Sure they did, but...
Because it came on like a shuffle.
It. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I was not... So, wow. You know, when you're doing your makeup, it's kind of dangerous when you're like, what?
You're like doing your eyeliner.
Yeah, dude, I almost poked my eye.
That's scary, that one.
And this is my favorite and the last one that I'm going to leave you with. It's called Ain't That a Kick in the Cunt. I feel like this is my theme song. Ain't that a kick, kick, kick in the cunt? I'm going fuck, fuck, fucking nuts. How many kicks can the stupid cunt take? Waking up today was a huge mistake. I woke up in a world of shit. Spilled hot coffee on my tits. I think I saw my neighbor's dick. Gross. It's gonna be one of those days. Ain't that a kick, kick, kick in the cunt? I'm gonna fucking nuts. How many kicks can the stupid cunt take? Waking up today was a huge mistake. How many kicks, how many kicks, how many kicks can a cunt take? Oh, wop doo ba doo da wop bam bop. Every fucking day is a kick in the cunt. You're welcome. Thank you, everybody. That was just fun. That's like a fun car ride.
Here I am over here doing this.
I know, you were egging me on, so I just kept going.
You just keep going with that song.
I found my new karaoke song.
Well, as long as I do the kicking, we're good.
So if anybody wants to look up any of these songs, I found most of them on Obscurist Vinyl on YouTube. If you want to hear more gems like this, just let me know, and I'll keep them coming.
Oh, yeah, keep them coming, all right. The album.
Kick in the gut.
Hold on. I'm forgetting what button.
I fucked up giggles. It's catchy.
Yes, yeah. That last one was good. I liked it. Had a little...
That's the only one I could remember how the music kind of went.
Yeah, I could tell.
I got into it.
Yeah, it was good. Okay, let's do... Let's do our sex position word scrambles.
Screw.
They're separate.
Corkscrew.
Oh.
You got it!
Damn.
That was fast.
There was no hesitation.
Have you done that one before?
He does have a corkscrew.
I've popped a few corks in my lifetime.
That heifer's pissed out there.
Yeah, the heifer's pissed.
She's shit. Maybe she wants to see your corkscrew.
Next one.
Oh. It's P.
It's a dip on the last one. I know that.
Pretzel.
Pretzel dip? No.
Pretzel dip.
Yeah, pretzel. Pretzel dip.
Yeah. Good job.
We're getting good at this shit.
Look at us.
So should we look these up?
Yes.
Yes.
So what was it? Corkscrew.
Corkscrew and a pretzel dip.
When I dip, you dip, we dip.
The corkscrew sounds a little... Somebody's going to be turning over and over and over.
Or she's going to be spinning.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, like yeah, that makes sense.
Oh my God, she's like a spinner. The fidgets.
Put her on a stool that spins around. And
okay, so
don't they
in
call
the pretzel.
Them silly sallies? Sorry.
Sorry. No, did you?
No, go ahead.
Okay. In the pretzel, one partner lies on their side. Facing them, the other partner straddles their bottom leg, keeping their torso upright. The person on bottom bends the knee of the top leg. The person on top thrusts into the bottom, into the person on the bottom, controlling the depth and the tempo. I'm having a hard time picturing this.
Yeah, that's already too much work to get into that position.
She lost me.
Yeah, well, one's kind of sitting up and the other one's laying sideways. Yeah, so
oh,
okay.
Yeah.
See, that's
That's what I thought, but then I felt like that wasn't enough.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's literally the girl's laying on her side.
No, he's on his side.
No, that's a girl. She's pink.
Oh, she. Yeah. Oh, okay.
And she has boobs.
I can't see the boobs.
They just
here.
Look like little A's, but you know.
Okay.
Mosquito bites.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Fucking hater.
And then, yeah.
The other pictures.
And then the guy's on his knees. And then, so he's just fucking her while
and she
she's
has
laying
one
on her
leg,
side.
Like,
wrapped around him.
Yeah. And then the other one's, that's a real big heifer. He's
and then the other leg is.
That's how they get stuck, like the dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay.
That's I like that she has her head propped up. She's like, hey.
Yeah, she's like, hey.
Yeah, just chilling.
Hey,
yeah.
There's a different one. This one's just kind of lounging.
Yeah, that's fine.
Titanic style.
See, that one looks a little more comfortable.
Yeah.
I feel like he has to do the work.
Yeah. I like this idea.
He's got to lay there and take it.
Whoa, look at this one. Woo!
That's what I'm saying.
Look at those boobs.
That's a good...
That's a do-do-do-do.
Okay, so now let's see.
The corkscrew.
Corkscrew. There's a lot of silence.
Well, it's the anticipation.
Yeah, we're taking notes over here.
Yeah, I'm drawing pictures.
Yeah.
Stick Whoa, figures?
Yes.
We really should, so that way we could post. People like, brilliant. Please don't do that. Our drawings would be funny.
It would be.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm on TikTok a lot, but when couples draw each other, the faces.
Oh, dude, that's just asking for a fight.
That is. No, but that's so hilarious because one of them will do a decent job and the other one's just, it's funnier than hell. So.
Did you know, okay, so corkscrew is sex position number 218 in the Kama Sutra.
Oh.
The woman bends her knees and fixes them on the buttocks and thighs of the male partner. With one hand, he holds her knees. The second one puts on her waist. Okay.
Just go for the picture.
Yeah, show me the picture because right now I'm confused.
What?
I'm like, how is she on the buttocks and he's holding her knees?
He's reaching. It looks like he's reaching behind, doing something like that. I don't know. Show me the picture.
I'm trying to figure it out. That doesn't make sense to me.
They're all tangled up. Well, let us see. We'll figure it out for you.
Let's.
It's almost like the last one.
Kind of, yeah. Let
me see. That doesn't look that hard.
Is she facing us or
she's
facing away?
It looks like she's facing away, but it's.
But why is her arm like that?
He broke it.
Don't move, bitch.
Stop. This one, she looks twisted.
I don't know. These drawings don't do justice.
No, I know. No, that's true.
Did you like
That's okay.
You heard that, did you?
I'm too old to get into those positions anyway, so it doesn't matter for me.
Well. Oh, okay. So I see... Because her arm is behind him. Yeah, that looks very uncomfortable. Yeah.
Very uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm going to
say... Her knees are bent.
He's doing her from the... She's on her side.
I like to know...
But she's twisted with one arm behind him.
I like to know who came up all these names of different positions. I mean...
This doesn't make me think of a corkscrew.
No. That
makes me think of a back leg cramps.
This one moves!
Oh my god, that one's animated.
And he's actually moving.
I was not expecting that.
Me either.
See, that's...
It comes with sound effects. Want to hear it? Just kidding.
No, it doesn't. There it is.
I was going to do the...
Oh.
Yeah, that helps. The motion.
You can only Google animated.
It's a screw sex position with animated GIF. I don't know.
Well, all the positions are a screw some either way. So
these are dummies.
Could you imagine that your job is putting dummies in sexual positions to take pictures?
Oh, God.
And he's top looking.
I like that she's looking at all her porn in front of us, which is not weird.
That.
Is he eating her ass out?
It looks like it. I was like, how did that pop up?
That's a rim job.
Yeah,
how the corkscrew sex position turns average men into sex gods.
It's when your hormones kick in, believe me.
Here's the thing. If you lick my asshole, there's no fucking way I'm letting you get close to my face after that.
Hell no. You know what I mean? Hell no.
What about the woman who...
That's worse than the pee on your face.
No, no.
It is.
I always bothered me where the women, you know, you use the back door and then they turn around and suck you off. I don't get it. After the guy who was just finished in the back door.
Yeah, that's gross.
Ew.
No, no. It's true.
That just sounds like,
you know, some people don't, that doesn't bother them.
Going off in my head is bacteria.
Well,
and, you know, as a germaphobe, that's, I'd be like,
definitely okay. Not a good one.
Well, okay.
Next segment. Are you laughing at me?
Because you woke up. You have so much energy.
I have to stand up.
At least you didn't rip the microphone off the table this time.
Getting better.
Yeah. Okay, so now we're going back to dirty minds. Oh. Let's see just how dirty your mind is.
10. Just kidding.
Oh, yes. That was funny because I remember them.
Yes.
I remember them from the card and it is 10. So I was like, what?
I'm psychic.
You are. It is number 10. Okay. So, I am more fun when I am slippery.
Yes. True.
I am more fun when I'm slippery.
As many.
We both hmmed.
Hmm.
I have more fun when I'm slippery.
True. Well,
it's true. I mean, you got to, because nobody wants to get screwed if it's dried. And
I'm trying to think of, like, our minds are definitely thinking dirty right now. Is there something that's not dirty?
Oh,
do you remember the little booties?
Slip and slide?
Like when you were a kid and there was always that one friend of your parents that would make the little yarn booties?
Yeah.
So you could slide for days on your kitchen floor.
Oh, yes.
So that's actually where I went first.
Yeah, but remember those slip and slides that they used to make too? Same thing.
Oh, yeah. Those slip and slide has to be slippery.
Yeah, for you to make it all the way across. So.
Yeah. Okay, that's a non-dirty.
I know, but I like the dirty one better. But
that's okay. I like that we just pulled a U. True. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, number 11. I am passed from the best man to the groom.
The ring.
Oh.
I was going to say the bride.
I was thinking of some STD. I was thinking of like chlamydia or something.
Yeah, I'm sure there's been some brides who took care of their best man before the wedding, but that's a different story.
I like that we went dirty and he went
clean
with them.
Yes, I'm just trying to save the show.
My, the tables have turned.
Yes, Mr.
This is was it Lazy Susan? The thing that
yes. Your turn.
Yeah.
Okay, and last one for today. I am.
You don't have to. You don't have to tell everybody when you are.
Tell by the floor, it's already slipping.
That's why she got up. She kept slipping off the chair.
It is more fun when it's slippery. I mean,
she saw me sitting in a chair. Girl, what?
I am uncomfortable if I am too soft or too hard.
Pillow comes to my head, but Dick, is this close?
I would say a mattress.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was thinking Dick, and then I was like, oh, yeah, pillow, mattress. Makes sense.
Well, you were thinking Dick.
Yeah, Dick.
How is it going to be uncomfortable?
I am uncomfortable if I am too soft.
Okay.
Or too hard.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I don't have a dick.
But if they're trying to put it in us and it's too soft, it's not going to work. Yeah. It's uncomfortable.
You want it hard, though.
But not too hard.
You know what else it could be?
Yeah, but there's no in between. It's either one or
the other. Wouldn't that be uncomfortable for you?
I'm thinking if you're young and you take Viagra, then your dick's just super hard for a very long time and there's no release. So then,
doesn't that make you uncomfortable?
Yeah, it's just painful at that point.
No, I
don't want to go no more.
I don't know nothing about the blue pill because I never took one, thank God. But I think there's still a release. It's just that it doesn't go down.
Yeah.
So you still...
It's still hard as shit.
It's still hard as shit. So hopefully you don't have a bad heart because that's where all the blood's going, but still.
Yeah.
I'm also thinking boobs.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
too
true.
Too soft or too hard?
Well,
If they're too soft, they're probably dragon.
Yeah, and if they're too hard, they could break a scale.
Yeah, and if they're too hard, that's like...
Moshka.
Ow.
That's okay.
I love that we just called her.
Yeah.
The last time. We were like, you know, we need to know how big your boobs are.
Well, what are they? She said triple Ds?
Yeah.
I never heard of triple Ds.
Well, you've seen them and you've held them.
Yep.
No, I didn't.
Oh,
I have not you seen them. Not, I did not see
Well, I mean, yeah. I'm not saying
no, I know. They were in front of us.
I meant like
us.
You've yeah. seen in per well, yeah. that's just
in person
worse.
Again.
I'm sorry. Her clothes were still on.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank God.
You did not see bare breasts.
No.
I don't think you'd be sitting here if you did.
No.
I don't think so.
Girl, oh, it's boy. Just a wood table, guys.
Oh no.
Somebody's knocking on the door.
You'd be like the dogs air humping. You know, and they can't stop and there's like another dog in heat.
Oh, well.
Oh, my gosh.
That was good. Very good, dear. I like this new segment
of
yours.
Thank you.
You're impressing me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She is impressive.
I still do my homework last minute, but, you know, I pull it together.
Well, you're one of those that, like, you show up when you're stressed and, you know what I mean?
I do well under pressure.
Yeah. That's what I meant to say. Thank you.
Very good.
You're welcome.
Get out of my head now. Just kidding. It's not safe for you.
Oh boy. I don't like that. I don't like that section of your brain.
No. No. You're going to run away screaming. What's funny is my fucking leave you with this joke. It's called sex education.
That's all we've been talking about.
I always tie it in somehow.
See, we're sinking.
Oh
so
my
teacher, tell me what the difference between a call girl, a girlfriend, and a wife. The whole class goes silent till little Johnny puts up his little hand and answers, prepaid, postpaid, and unlimited.
Yes.
Oh
unlimited.
God.
You're right about that.
Wait, what was the last one again?
Unlimited.
No.
Prepaid.
Prepaid, postpaid, and unlimited.
But
so the call girl is prepaid. The girlfriend is postpaid. And then the
wife
is
unlimited. Yes, unlimited.
That's funny.
That is good.
That one is.
That one is really good. Okay.
Okay.
My favorite time.
Just get the hell out of here.
No, not that.
She loves us. She really does.
I love you guys. I love you guys. I just love it because of I think of the wrapping it up all the time.
She loves to wrap things
she
up.
She just loves us from afar.
So she thinks I'm a dick and she just wants to wrap it up.
Oh, yeah.
Do you blame her?
Nah, I don't blame her. I already got a bald head, so what the hell?
And you throw up.
I throw up once in a while.
And this is, you know what? This is just a good reminder for everybody. Wrap it up. You don't
exactly.
know what's going to...
Safety first.
Safety
yes,
first.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And wear a helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a toupee.
What was it? A helmet?
Get the cum...
Cumbrellas.
Umbrellas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. If y'all have any questions for any of us or want to share a joke or story, feel free to reach out on our Instagram at Rocking on the Porch, and we'll do our best to answer them in the next episode. Show some love by following, liking, and reviewing our podcast on the platform you listen on. If we were able to brighten your day even a little bit with our stupidity or dirtiness, then go ahead and share this podcast
dirty about this with, show.
With your friends and family that have a sense of humor. Thank you for listening and laughing with us. Until next week. And don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you.
See y'all.
Bye, y'all. Thanks for listening.
Y'all.
Thank you.
Thanks for all your love and support.
Thank you. I forgot which button for a second.